Blog Talk Radio.
For saying all of that. It's been just an amazing experience and like a great ride so far. The video. So when the song came together, I really wanted the video to kind of have what I felt when I sing the song, which is basically like, you know, this after hours vibe and like, like finding a savior in someone, like connecting with people and strangers and just kind of that kind of connection. So, Tyler Dunning Evans, he's the director. Like he kind of was like, took what I came with and kind of expanded on it and was like, how about this and in the house, and he just like got the vibe and got what we were trying to go for and kind of this dark element to it, and it was just like amazing to work with him and have a cast, and everything just like worked, everything just clicked, you know.
It came across as being very organic, and I will say this, you can have the greatest director, video director in the world, and the cinematography can be, elaborate, captivating, but you also need that special quality, that je ne sais quoi person, that personality, that aura that pull it off. And it's obvious to me or anyone that can see that you are very photogenic. The camera loves you, and you definitely, camera, Lord have mercy, you definitely pulled it off because it's dark, but at the same time, it's very sensual. And I wonder, and I was at your that concept, was that the idea that you wanted to kind of balance both worlds as far as bringing that to video?
Sorry, that last part was cutting out. Can you repeat that?
I said the video is very dark, but it's also very sensuous. Intend to do it as far as come across in that matter.
I think that it was like that is kind of. Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I hear you. Did you say I heard dark, sensual, and then I couldn't hear you after that.
No, what I was saying was it came across as very dark, but also very sensual at the same time.
Yes, I think that was what we were going for. Also, thank you about my saying I was photogenic. I think that one of the things that Tyler and I think everybody working on it got was like, this is just, it just represents where I was going with music, like who I am as an artist. I think that it was authentic. And I think everybody there brought that kind of energy. So it wasn't, you're right, it was very organic. It wasn't something that we were like, we need to be this or that. It kind of came together like that.
I've always thought that's the best way as far as the creative process of music. When things come together, naturally, organic, very raw. And speaking of raw, I want to take you back just a little bit. Now, you released two singles in 2019, and Smoking Gun. And what I wanted to ask you, how have you seen your growth from those two singles or where you're at right now as an artist?
I think the growth, like you said, it has to be organic. I think that my goal as an artist is just to be as authentic as possible. And you know, I always write and I always create from my personal experiences. So if anything, like my growth as an artist is just my growth as a person too. And just like the depth of how I live those experiences and how I process them, you know, so Smoking Gun was like the first release and it was this very, like, it was my first release ever, you know, it was my first time doing anything like that. So it was definitely like very vulnerable and very like, In a good way, you know, like raw and this is me and like putting myself out there. And it feels like so, you know, natural now. Like it felt natural then, but it was still like, it was a different quality, I guess. And now it's just who I am and like it's just building and just, you know, still raw, I hope, still like me and meaning that vulnerable part of me, I hope, shows. And, you know, that's what I feel like connects me with the music.
Well, and I've spoken to, and had the pleasure of speaking to so many different artists about that. And I think that's one of the things that is missing in today's industry, as far as showing that vulnerability, transparency to the level in today's music. When you're able to express yourself like that and show that level of transparency through your music, do you find that very therapeutic for you to be able to share that side of you to so many listeners who are really enthralled with your music?
You know what, Teddy Bear, I'm having such trouble hearing you. I'm wondering if I should call back because I'm
You know what? Why not do that? Go on and try calling back. We'll be here. Can you hear me?
Sorry. No, yeah, it's in and out.
Right. No problem.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
All right, my love. No problem. No need to fear, family. The teddy bear is here. Lord have mercy. 209 Central Standard Time here in beautiful downtown Houston, and we're being joined. We're being joined with incredibly talented Michelle Cash. She's going to give us a call right back. Having a little bit of a technical difficulty as far as connecting, but like GTE, to bring great things, not good things, but great things to life. Remember, family, her new single available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And let's Queen back on the phone. Michelle, are you here with me?
I'm here. You know, there's a big storm going on here. I'm in L.A., so that's probably why it's just a little spotty, but I'm going to do my best.
Well, I tell you what, like I just told the listeners, I said, like Linus is, we got to come for you, we got you here, there's no need to fear, we got you, it's all right. it's all right. But no, I was saying, you find it very therapeutic to share so much of yourself to the listeners.
Yes, I do. I do find it therapeutic. I think that for a long time, I didn't know really how to like process a lot of my. I'm a very emotional person, and I feel a lot. And I think that could used to come out in pretty like unhealthy ways as a lot of artists or people. You know. Sometimes it's just like I didn't know if I had like the tools to really know how to express myself in a way, or find that thing that's my thing, and that was art, and as it is for most people, and it's like, duh, of course it's art, but it is, and so that was pretty big for me to find that and use that to kind of express myself, process things, let things, you know, move through me and release things and bring things back and love things or people, you know?
Can be very challenging. And I can just speak for me from the male perspective, and I'll be the first to admit this. We as males, we have a tendency to micromanage emotions. And I've always found, as far as from a female perspective, that you wear your emotions for everyone to see. It's just the way you go about expressing your emotions. I find it very invigorating that you use this vehicle as a muse to express and give people a little bit more insight on who Michelle Cash is. Now, past. Now, Depeche Mode, great group. Like I said, I'm dating myself, and I've been following Depeche Mode for years, going all the way back to the 80s. What made you choose that particular song, Personal Jesus?
Honestly, it just got in my head one day, and I was singing along, and then it's just singing along, you know, going about your day, and then cooking, singing that song, you know, and then I was like, you know, maybe I'll put this in the set. This would be maybe a good cover. Like, let me see what's been done, and I went on Spotify, and I started, you know, I looked it up, and I was listening and looking, and I was like, you know, I don't see any women here. I don't see one woman who sang this.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so I was like, this could be, like, great, maybe. So then I called up Neil Rimbaldi. He was my guitar player. We played together for years. And I was like, I want to do this. Like, let's do this. What do you think we could do? And he got back to me with this like guitar arrangement, and I remember I was listening to it in my kitchen. I was walking around, I was just like listening to it on repeat, and I was just kind of vibing to it and seeing what, you know, what melody came out, what I wanted to do with it vocally, and then it just literally just came out, and I was like, whoa, what is this? And I started recording it, and we put it in the live set, and it was just such a great, like, vibe and the energy that I felt, you know, when we all played it, and it just kind of went from there, but that's, like, how it started.
Well, just from my perspective, it sounds like you didn't choose the song actually chose you, because you have completely engulfed and wrapped yourself around this particular song, and you presented it in a way that's completely different and refreshing, because a lot of artists like to mess with certain iconic songs that are well-known songs by artists, and they don't do justice. So I must admit, I was a little bit cynical when it was first brought to my attention. But listening to it, and also visually seeing it again, you did an incredible job. But I can't let you off the hook that easy, because I got to ask, and the listeners are going to get on me if I don't ask this question. You have presented us with a slice of cheesecake with Personal Jesus. When can we expect either an EP or an album from you?
It's a great, first of all, thank you so much. Thank you. And I think that's a great way of putting it, that it chose me. And I feel like that's something, like you said it and it sparked this thing, like, you're right, it did choose me, and like how we create, you know, how it like flows through us and everything. Actually the next single is going to be coming out in a couple of months, and I'm really excited about it. And then it's going to be put together and into an EP called Bad Love Game. And I don't have a release date for that yet, but the next song I'm so excited about. And I think you're going to love it.
I was saying, all I ask is, while you're in the middle of the kitchen cooking and it's ready, send it over here. Once everything gets taken care of with this virus, we would love, you have an open invitation to come to Houston anytime you want. We would love to have you down here in the studio and perform. And all the listeners that have tuned in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Michelle Cash. And of course, family, the single is available as we speak. So make sure you let your ears do talking. Get that money out, that credit card, whatever you have to do on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. But if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can go to Amazon.com. Make sure to stop by Michelle's Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/MichelleCashMusic. Yes, Lord, cash, dollar bills, quarters. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Now, single, Personal Jesus, what has you so proud about this single? Because looking at it, the feedback has been incredible. Billboard has spoken. I mean, you're number 8 on the Billboard. What was that like, knowing you hit the top that way in this act? Is it the top now?
I mean, that was amazing. Like, when I heard that, even just like debuting on the Billboard, I was, it's a dream, you know? It's a dream come true. I mean, all of it is a dream come true, regardless of, obviously, you know, you want people to, you know, resonate with what you create. But just doing what I do is a gift. But to see that kind of feedback and people, like, loving it, I mean, it feels amazing. It feels, like, filling and also natural, and also just getting to do more of what I want to do, you know? And
absolutely.
Yeah.
But it resonates through your music. I mean, it has to be fulfilling to know the amount of work and time that you've put into creating music, and to go on your various social media pages, seeing the comments that are coming back. What that meant to you as an artist, knowing that you received so much love and so much adulation for the work that you put into this new single, Personal Jesus.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry.
No problem.
Thank you. I mean, yes, like it was all of that. I think it's, but I can't say that it's like yes, I work hard and I really apply myself, but it's also my life. It's personal for me. So, you know, it's not like I'm not like slaving away at something. Like this, like to me, this is like fun, and it's, I'm enjoying every second, and I'm want to work more, and I, you know, but it's true to see it all come together. I mean, you're right. It's a great feeling. It is fulfilling, but it's also just fulfilling to, like, to connect with people. Like, people are writing me, you know, their personal stories or like ways, like they were listening and they were going through something, and I'm amazed to feel like that connection with strangers and like this kind of shared reality that we all have, where music brings us together and connects us. So like that to me has been the best part, is like to hear these personal stories and what people feel about it.
Music has no color lines. It is the strongest that is presented, that has been to us here with everyone. It's a vehicle to you, because you are touching so many people's lives that you've never met before, and to get that kind of feedback, people sharing their story, say, hey, look, I was listening to your song and it made me feel a certain way. It made me feel some of the things that I'm going through right now, and it makes me feel that you understand what I'm going through, and to have that kind of power, incredible. So far be it to deprive listeners of music. Let's get into it. The new hit single from the super talented Michelle Cash, of course, Perfect Jesus, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. personal service, Michelle Cash, in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, the single is available when we speak on all media outlets. Also, be sure while you're there to pick up her 2019 singles, Hurt Me and also Smoking Gun. Again, catch up with Michelle on Instagram at Michelle Cash Music, also on Twitter at M Cash, last but not least, Facebook and YouTube, Michelle Cash. Mike, it's been an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. This is home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know. Much continued success, and I'm knocking on wood. Hopefully, before the year is over with, that this song will jump up to the number one spot. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great speaking to you, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, my queen. Much continued success, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Very, very captivating. Okay, here in the zone, Novello Radio. Radio. Got to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills. As Brother James once said, pay the cost to be the boss, especially vibing in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
bright. But if you're cloudy, I can come
shining.
Let me love you. Let me love you.
Mm-hmm. Let me follow you.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System, and you're listening to LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm. And just like Goldilocks said in the fable of the three bears, this one's just right. So stay tuned, number one teddy bear, right here on LOTL Radio.
No.
WLOTO Radio. My goodness, again, want to send out a very special thank you to the superintendent, Michelle Cash. Thank you, my queen. And her family, be sure to get a new hit single, Personal Jesus, ranked number 8 on the Billboard dance chart. Love it. It's a beautiful thing. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in and loving and vibing. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. Got you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on your cell phone on iHeartRadio. Type in LOTL, The Zone. Also for Spotify. Also, Lord, for Apple. A is for Apple, J is for Jax. And also, while you're doing that, make sure you subscribe to Sirius FM radio. Hey, you can pick and choose. Get involved, pick your path. They're going to give you what you need. Or you tell them, Teddy Bear from LO Zone sent you because I've seen the need and I'm here to fulfill those needs. And for those who want to keep up with the comings and goings of the zone, all you got to do is let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Instagram, web page at Instagram.com/LOTO Radio. The Zone. Also on Facebook with the same handle. On Twitter, just a little twist, just to know that you're watching. Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. I want everyone to have a fantabulous, have a fantabulous weekend. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Say your prayers. You know, we're all trying to get through this virus, and make sure you watch. Still hands, wash that body, clean heart, clean mind, reflects on the spirit. Lord, it feels good. Say it to me one time. As I take my leave, keep reaching for the stars. And in the words of great American poet, the late great Maurice White, keep your head to the skies. Lord have mercy. And always vibe with a teddy bear here in the zone. Of LOTO Radio.
Here are Sly and family, known as Stone. have a seat. And that was terrific.
Thank you.
And this is for all my guests. If you want beautiful hair, listen to this message about Gretchen.